Hi there, this is Sarah.
Okay, Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you tonight?
Excellent.
My question is, so my husband and I don't have kids.
Yeah, I'm sorry, your husband and you what?
We do not have kids.
Okay.
And he's feeling like because we don't have kids, now is a good time to cut and run, and there's no reason for him to commit to me in the situation. And he's like, I should just walk away right now while we don't have kids, before it's too late. And I'm struggling with that, and I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts or advice on how what I should do.
Well, I don't think that there's anything. I don't have any response to. I don't have any particular or specific response to the fact that your husband's excuse for exiting is that you don't have kids, other than to say that I don't believe him. In other words, he's not getting out of the marriage because you don't have any kids. He's getting out of the marriage because his experience of the marriage is stinks. And he's just using the fact that you don't have any kids to justify his exit. Let me take the opportunity to say this. The obstinate spouse never says what's true. They say what they think they have to say to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. I mean, I know it's true that you don't have kids. And I'm sure it does. I mean, I would imagine it does make it a little easier to exit a marriage. But come on, I mean, he's not leaving because, you don't have kids. I mean, the fact that it's, I guess what I'm saying is there is no response to that. There's nothing that you should say to him in response to that. Trying to reconcile a marriage is not like playing a ping pong match. In ping pong, if I hit you the ball, you got to hit it back. And if you don't, you lose. In a marriage, like a lot of times people will say to me, Mort, my husband said this, how do I respond? She asked me that, how do I answer? But I want to offer another alternative. You don't have to answer every question. You don't have to respond to every statement. King David said, silence is a fence to wisdom. It takes real wisdom, judgment, to recognize when to just be silent and not say anything because there's nowhere to go with this. Or when to recognize that it's a decoy. There's really, this is not meaningful. Like in this case of, now's the time because we don't have kids. Okay, I mean, there is a logic to that. I see where he's coming from, but that's not what's driving him to leave, right? From his perspective, I'm sure now's the time because this is unfulfilling and this is unsatisfying. And therefore, the whole program is an answer to your question, meaning that if you can create interactions and experiences with your husband that begin to offer him new experiences and new feelings about you and the possibility of relationship with you, then that's what's going to turn things around. Not trying to find a way that he'll feel committed as a substitute for the commitment he would otherwise feel if you had kids. Believe me, the vast majority of the people in the program do have kids, and yet their husband or wife is planning the same exit. They're just using a different story. Believe me, the urge to exit comes first. Then the story comes to justify it. This gives me the opportunity to explain a very important point. You'll hear me talk a lot in the program about the importance of saying little and doing much. Say little, do much. Speak in the vocabulary of your actions. Marriages change because people change. They change not because of anything you say or talk about, but because of what you do. That's why when you got married, you said, I do, because it's what you do that really impacts the quality of your marriage, and in this case, the success or failure of your reconciliation. Stop trying to talk with your spouse about the marriage, the problems, the other man, the other woman, the separation, the divorce, the marriage counseling. You're never going to talk your way out of something you behaved yourself into. Thank God I've had the opportunity to be part of, gosh, thousands and thousands of successful reconciliations in different ways. I honestly have never, ever been part of a marriage that successfully reconciled because of a conversation that a husband had with his wife. Never. Not once. Marriages don't change because of what people say. You got into this mess because of how you behaved, you and your spouse. And you're only going to get out of it because of changes in behaviors. Now, why is that the case? Because very often, you know, your obstinate spouse has made a decision. And then, after the decision, now they've created a case, a justification for that decision. And people's instinct is to attack the case. In other words, the case is made up of words. There's a linear logic to it. And that seems to be what's holding up the decision. So I'm going to talk to them and try to convince them and try to persuade them to see it differently. I'm going to poke holes in that logic. I'm going to write a 15-page letter refuting everything that they said is the reason why they want out. It's a waste of time. If you haven't already written the letter, don't write it. And don't try to have the conversation that's going to get you out of it also, because it's not going to work. Why? Because words go to the brain. They attack the logic. But the logic is not what's holding up the decision. The decision came first. The explanation came second. You want to know what came before the decision? The feelings. And how did the feelings emerge? The feelings emerged from years of encounters, interactions, experiences, neglect, betrayal, unappreciation, taking for granted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's how the feelings came. The feelings came first, then the decision, then the explanation. So sometimes people, they're desperate to try to attack the logic, the explanation, the case. Sometimes people are so good and so compelling that they tear it apart. Their spouse finally admits, okay, you're right, but I still want out. And they're confused. How could that be? Now you understand why. Because the case is not there holding up the decision. It's just there to justify it. And the way to dislodge the decision is not through words. It's through actions. The same actions that created those negative feelings that really caused that decision to arise. Now, new actions that create positive experiences and result in your spouse feeling something positive and interactions and experiences that build goodwill, that begins to create new experience, new feelings, and that begins to dislodge the decision. And I want to make an important related point, a very important related point. Feelings are spontaneous. They're natural. You know, we don't choose our feelings. Your spouse doesn't choose their feelings. They didn't decide to fall out of love with you. They fell out of love with you as a result of experiences and encounters that you had, which led to spontaneous new feelings. And so what your spouse feels about you is not their choice. It's a result of the encounters, the interactions, the experiences that the two of you have, which is why the whole point of this program is to give you direction and instruction as to how to create experiences and encounters and interactions that will give rise to new feelings. When you send your spouse a gift, what they feel when they open that gift is not up to them. It's really up to you. If you wrap it right, send it at the right time, pick the right thing, include the right notes, they're going to feel something. They're not going to let you know that they felt it. They might even not be appreciative. They might not even acknowledge it. Okay, how they respond after the feeling, that's a choice. But the initial feeling, that's not their choice. It's natural and it's spontaneous. As is how they respond when they hear that voicemail. As is how they feel when you filled up their gas tank. The list goes on and on and on.